Plum 2 Tango Mole. KN4VWA. What are you doing, Rusty? Well, I've been up to the church to help the lady that rings handbells when she does solos and help her set up her tables and get everything set up for tomorrow morning service. And now I'm going to run by Publix and pick me up some wings and then go home and steam me some broccoli or some Brussels sprouts and have Brussels sprouts and wings this afternoon. So, you know, that's what I'm doing today. And also trying to stay halfway warm. I've already done my chore of dragging in firewood. But I'll tell you what, man, when my wife says, I want a fire, which is pretty much every night now, I get one going in that wood stove that I put in, get it 76 degrees in there in the living room, and she's just as happy as can be.
FN4DJC.
Hey, Jerry. Well, I'll tell you what, I wish I had a wood stove in my house. It wouldn't need to be a very big one, because it would be nice, because I have a chimney. My chimney's clean. Had it checked this last year, so I would love, and I've got a fireplace. It's just, it doesn't do a whole lot, but I wouldn't mind having a little wood stove in my house and set up that way so I could do that. Anyway, go ahead, Jerry.
You're set up for a wood stove, although I'd like one. I don't have a chimney. We've had fireplaces in the past and just never, yeah, that's been years ago, though, and never thought I needed one, but now I stay cold all the day sometime. That's what happens when you get old, I guess. Back at you, Steve. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing what the boss says, so I don't have any new bruises or knocks or bangs. And as far as a wood stove, you don't have to have a chimney. And, Rusty, if you've got a fireplace, you could get yourself a insert, one of those smaller inserts, and they do real good, those modern small inserts. Man, I'd be staying warm. I tell you, that dry heat feels good on the bones when it's... Well, I'll tell you what.
How cold was it this morning, babe?
It was like 28 or 29 degrees this morning. Phew!
54 CBA.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood, Steve. I didn't click mic fast enough. Well, anyway, yeah, I'd like to have one of those little inserts. I might have to see about getting someone to put one in for me and all. It would be nice to have and to go. But like I said, I got the chimney, so I got the space to, you know, it's set up there. All I got to do is get all the proper stuff installed. But that's for another day. Well, I have arrived here at the Publix, and I'm going to walk inside and see if they've got the stuff I need. And then I'm going to head back to the house so I can eat a late lunch, early supper, and warm back up, because it's just blooming cold out here. W2T, and I'm clear now. Go ahead, David, you can pick it up.
Hey, Rusty, and you have a good afternoon. Stay warm. Yeah, I'm going to play tennis at 4, so I don't know which one of us is more crazy. But how are you doing, Steve? Did you and Dave go flying this morning?
Flying with W4DJW this morning, and it was fun. He got out there with one fixed wing, and then he's got a micro Mavic, you know, little small drone. And that thing is smooth, I'll tell you. I should have taken my drone out there. Yeah, it was fun. It was like 38 or 40 degrees when we were out there, so we didn't stay but about an hour and a half, maybe.
It's not warm out there, and I'm kind of dreading. I'm not dreading playing tennis, but just when you first get out there and you haven't gotten your body temperature up, you know, from running around, it's kind of miserable. But once you get warmed up and you're in layers, I wear several layers of It's just getting out there and getting warmed up is the part I dread.
I have got to find myself. There used to be a product called moleskin gloves. And they were real thin, but they were an insulated material that would keep your hands warm. But you could maintain your dexterity for doing detailed things outside. Now, I've got to find some of them. And that was the problem this morning. Man, your hands get cold at my age, and they just get stiff, and it's just,
I took a ride on my motorcycle. I think it was Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday, and it was supposed to be sunny, and it was, I think, right before I left. But then it got cloudy, and man, even my hands were. Even though I've got some real nice gloves, my hands were starting to hurt just a little bit from the wind chill, because I think it was in the 40s, maybe low to mid 40s, and but it was a decent ride. I shortened it a little bit though because of the temperature, but I had a full body suit on, and it's lined, and I had a layer on under that. So, but anyway, the bike started up and rode good. I'm gonna have to work on the front caliper though, because it's not wanting to release like it should after I apply the brake. So I'm gonna have to look at that. I'm gonna have to replace the caliper.
Want that thing to throw you, bud. Well, so what else is going on with you, Jerry?
We got our stimulus checks today. At least us poor people got them anyway. First, I didn't think I was going to have one show up, to be honest with you. But, Steve, you talking about the moleskin gloves. A barber used to make moleskin clothes, and I had a moleskin vest back in the 70s when I used to do a lot of hunting, and it was always real warm. They had moleskin pants and shirts, too, at that time, but I don't know whether they still make those things or not. Most of them were made in England or Scotland, I think. And I remember the gloves, too. They were real thin. But they had, they weren't like chamois or something like that. They were real dense, how they make that stuff. It was real dense. And that moleskin, it was a good windbreaker. It kind of keeps the briars and brush off you a little bit, too.
Yeah, it was great stuff. So, anyhow, I got to go searching for me a pair of those moleskin gloves, buddy. There.
Carolina Glove and Safety.
Oh, my wife just looked it up, and Carolina Glove and Safety has got the moleskins?
Moleskin lined blue jersey.
No, that's moleskin lined. Okay. Well,
I'm on the inside, so you can feel it.
Let me educate my wife.
I didn't know you were in there. Sorry about that. He's going to try and educate his wife that might backfire on him.
Those are famous last words around here. I don't think I might have uttered them one time, but I don't think I'll ever do it again. But I talked to Dave a little bit earlier this morning, DJ Dave, a little earlier this morning. He said it was cold out there. It's hard to get your fingers working on those controls. Because I think he said it's the first time he'd flown a fixed wing in years, I believe. So, yeah, you think you're playing tennis this afternoon at 4 o'clock? I tell you one thing, you're a tougher man than I am.
My wife found the moleskin gloves, but it's gloves lined with moleskin.
If you buy a pair and try them out and then let us know, and if they work, we'll get some.
Now, that's moleskin lined. That means it's a regular set of gloves with moleskin on the inside to keep your hands warm. But what I was looking for was just straight moleskin gloves, because that lining, you know, just it by itself, you could wear those, and you could maintain your dexterity on just about anything.
I definitely need to maintain my dexterity and several other things as well. me. Go ahead, Terry.
Capeline gloves and like an underlayer to wear under other gloves, and they're pretty warm, and they're real thin, but they're pretty warm unless it's really cold outside. But I got a pair of elk made by Geyer, and that I use outside. Those things are tough, and they're pretty thin. They're not thin like deer skin or anything like that, or a cabrad leather. That leather tears these things are pretty tough, but they keep the ends pretty warm too. But it's not for your fine motor skills aren't going to be enhanced by them.
Something I can go out there and fly with, Dave. And believe me, if you're out there trying to turn a button for your throw rate and all that kind of stuff on your radio, you got to have something that you can actually be reasonably accurate with it. Ooh, my wife just found them online. How much are those? I figured out what they were putting out. They've been putting salt out on these roads up here where we are. They put salt out.
They're showing one radar I'm looking at showing rain coming in, so they'd be expecting it to freeze overnight.
Wow, I'm just hoping we get a little snow.
That happens.
Well, me either, but hey, she found the moleskin gloves for $30.
Five.
So she's trying to pull it back up.
In here, and I just see a lot of different kind of gloves. I see the moleskin lined, but I'm not seeing any moleskin gloves.
Chase Tactical, and they're tactical moleskin gloves.
Chase.
Rajo, Chase Tactical.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Some real thin fishing gloves. I don't know whether real thin neoprene or what they were, but they were. I don't know if these might not have, might have the fingers open on them too, just half gloves. But I remember seeing those some years ago. There's some of the guys use them for steelhead fishing in the northeast, midwest, and west. And when the line freezes on the guides, and they use those insulated gloves up there because it's just so incredibly cold, and that salt water, gets a lot colder and fresh before it starts freezing.
A lot of Chase Tactical pick full dexterity gloves, but I haven't seen any mole skin gloves on here yet. I guess I haven't scrolled far enough over or something.
Andy today, or you just watch Dave?
No, I just hung out and watched Dave, and these are not moleskin, but they are tactical gloves that you can use that'll keep your hands warm, that are real skin, real thin, that you can actually use on a touch screen.
Made from?
No idea, but if I can use them on a touch screen and they'll still keep my hands warm, I don't have to have moleskin. How much were those, buddy? Right at $35. Power arthritis, man. If I'm out there trying to fly and my hands get real cold, they stiffen up and I can't move them like I should.
And there's no worse feeling than riding a motorcycle and your hands are aching from the wind chill. And that's just not a thing you can do except for just find your place to stop and go inside and get worn.
Done that. I thought we had a nice weekend one time when me and two other guys rode over to Knoxville to visit his dad in a VA hospital. And apparently the weatherman was wrong because it started drizzling raining on us on the way back. And that was in November.
man. I remember going on a ride. We were going to ride 221 north. And we got on 221 somewhere around Arden or somewhere up in there. And it started raining. And the guy, one of the guys, there's three of us, he got in touch with his wife on the phone, and she said, y'all need to ride south. The storm's moving north, and you're just going to stay in it. So we turned around and went south and wound up in Charleston.
Well, how about that? So did you go all the way to Charleston? And that's Charleston, South Carolina, right?
I guess I should have clarified that because there's a Charleston and everywhere. Just about every state has a Greenville, too. And we stayed kind of in North Charleston, and we took what I think it's 526 that goes over to Mount Pleasant, and we went, Isle of Palms. This guy knew of a place, and it was just a hole in the wall shack of a place right on the beach, and but it was real popular with the locals, and it wasn't a tourist trap, and boy, they had some of the best seafood, I tell you, it was good. We had to wait for a while, but it was well worth the wait.
And did you come back the same day?
Spent the night at the Hampton Inn there, and came back. There was an IHOP across the street. Yeah, we got a good breakfast and hit the road.
Yo, that sounded like a fun trip, as long as it didn't rain. Well, guys, we're just about to pull into Lowe's down here. We're going to do some stuff that Mama wants to do now. So I'm going to jump off here. Jerry, keep the boy straight, and I'll talk to y'all later. KN4 BWA. Clear, y'all carry on.
23, Steve. Now, I know your wife will keep you straight. I ain't worried about you.
Well, it's not a big job, because I'm sweet and innocent.
What world are you living in? He can come up with some good ones.
W2T Mobile.
Okay, J4, Waikiki, not Mobile.
So we got Rusty and David in there. No, is that right? Anyway, so Rusty, you finished your grocery shopping there at Publix?
But 5 items on my list, and I knew where every one of them were, so I got it. Hello to you, David. I guess I hear Jerry's still in there, and the other David. And good to hear everybody this afternoon. Yep, didn't take long. Knew what I was looking for, went to the right spot, picked it up, put it in my cart, went to check out, and I'm on my way again. Didn't take long. So, anyway, it's still cold out here. And David, number 2 that just showed up. Go ahead, take your turn.
For YQK in the group here. I just got that bones got aching, and it's cold outside, and I'm wondering if it's going to snow. It's pretty cold up here in the foothills. And whoever's next, take it up.
I'm M4DJC. Good morning. Good morning, Dave. The other David and Rusty as well. That didn't take you long doing grocery shopping, that's for sure. The other David, take it up.
Yeah, there's 2 Davids in here. DJW, I hadn't heard you in a while, and I heard you flew off of Starbucks, so what are you doing now for coffee? Hear that? You go ahead, Rusty.
Well, it was really your turn to talk, so that's why I threw it over to you. We'll label you David number 1 and the other one David number 2. So we can keep you straight. It's all right. We've had a day in here when we had 3 Davids and 2. Let's see, we had 1 day in here. We had 3 Davids and 2 Johns in here. So go figure that out. That'll really mess with your mind in a little bit. But anyway, Yeah, it's nice and chilly out here, and I actually got a turn light. I didn't expect that. But anyway, headed back to the house and had to sit in a Zoom meeting that started at 8:30 this morning and got over at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But it was a kind of a semi-required meeting for our barbershop barbershoppers and all. So anyway, and that's where we go there with that. David number two, pick it up.
4YQK. Yeah, we're getting ready to cook some burgers here. I'm debating what the weather's going to do. It's pretty nifty out here. We'll see. It's not March yet, so we're not supposed to get snow until March. It has to warm out first and pull us into the springtime, then we get the big ice storms come in. We'll go ahead and pass to the W4DJW, and I'll be clear after this. I got to heat up the drill.
Big bucks at Starbucks. Go ahead, Jerry.
DJW in there. I must have missed that. But, yes, yeah, so chilly out, I'm sure. I'm not much on cold weather. Dave and Steve went out flying this morning, I thought, man, I said, that is, you got to be dedicated to get out of this kind of weather and as cold as it is and do that, especially with Dave flying a fixed wing for the first time in so many years. I think this, the, I'll turn it back to David, David number one.
I asked DJW, he told me last time I talked to him that he doesn't go to Starbucks anymore because the coffee started tasting bad and it was like consistently bad several times. So he went there and he just quit going. So I guess Starbucks is going to go out of business now. But anyway. Oh, me. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to playing tennis, but I need to get out there. So, but like I said, once you get warmed up, it's not too bad. It's just warming up the part that I don't like. But anyway, go ahead, Rusty, KB4CBA.
All right. And, yeah, but it's better you than me. And all. Let's just put it that way. I'm like Jerry. Me and cold weather just do not get along anymore. Getting old, being cancerous, going through cancer treatments and all that stuff, it does not make you enjoy cold. It don't even make you enjoy cool weather. The heck with cold. And also, anyway. But, yeah, got in, got out in a hurry, Jerry. When you only got five items on your list and you know exactly where they all are in the grocery store, you know, and it surprised me that the fifth item was actually there because they didn't have it the other day. But they had it in hand, and I got their last bottle of it, and some idiot that's in a hurry. The speed limit on my road is 35 miles an hour. I'm doing about 45, and this guy goes flying by me at 55. Or maybe even 60 the way he's pulling away from me, so I don't know. Some people. Go ahead, Jerry, W2T.
Tipping out this morning. We did all our running around yesterday, and I got it done. We try to get stuff done on Friday. If I can, either before lunchtime or before 4 o'clock or so, we got all the post office work and all that sort of thing. Got done, did a little shopping, and got some prescriptions, that sort of thing, all the old folks stuff that you do. We usually go to Publix on Wednesdays when they have the 5% senior citizen discount. but anyway, I'll turn it back to YQK.
I don't think he's there anymore, so I'm going to pick it up. I want to make sure I had it. I'm going to say 73s, guys. I just realized I'm going to eat me a little bite before I go play because I don't like to play on an empty stomach. And so anyway, y'all carry on, and good to talk with you. And enjoy the rest of the day. Stay warm and tell Steve that I had to bug out, as they say. But anyway, 73's gentlemen, and go ahead and pick it up, Rusty. This is KB4CBA. Click.
All right, I'm going to say 73's too, because I just got a phone call and I've gotten back home. Catch all of you later. W2T clear.
Guys, talk to you later in 4DJC clear.